Welcome to our first episode of Nesson Style on Horticulture Radio, where we bring you special monthly reports on plants, products, and tools to make your life in the garden more enjoyable. I'm Jamie Jenkins with AhaModernLiving.com.
And I'm Teresa O'Connor with SeasonalWisdom.com.
Not everybody has a large garden with plenty of space, myself being included. Many of us have balconies, patios, or small backyard gardens. That's why this first episode of Nesson Style on Horticulture Radio is dedicated to you, the small space gardener who wants a lovely outdoor space. Just want to clarify, we don't discriminate either. If you do have a garden that happens to be on 1 or 2 acres, you'll still find lots of good ideas here too, because we believe that in every large 1 acre garden, there's still going to be small spaces where these solutions will find their perfect home. And we're going to have an awesome giveaway at the end of this podcast, so be sure to listen to that for more details on how to enter. But first, Teresa, what are some gardening tips for those with small spaces?
You know, if you have a small garden, you really have to make the most of the space that you have. For example, you want to figure out how exactly you'd like to use that space and what type of plants can provide the biggest impact without overwhelming you in some way. And speaking of overwhelming, it's always a good idea to check the mature sizes of plants. Just because something says that it is dwarf doesn't mean that it's necessarily small. And it can really cost a fortune to move a tree or shrub later if you didn't pay attention to that. Also, if you have a small garden, you might want to leave some open space so things don't feel too crowded. And many landscape designers recommend that if you repeat a few plants rather than trying to crowd in a whole bunch of different ones, you can have much more impact. So try not to include too many different types of plants in a small space, but do experiment with different textures and colors and forms. For example, I like the black mondo grasses, and particularly when they're combined with a lime ricky heuchera. That lime green and that black really give a dramatic contrast of colors, and the foliage shapes are different enough to really provide big impact. Plus, they have similar growing conditions, so they tend to be good companions.
Yeah, those are, I think, some great tips, you know, and especially when you're dealing with a small space garden. I think it's always important to focus first on the entryways and the entertaining areas of your spaces. I mean, oftentimes in a small space garden, these are the only areas you have to find gardening spaces. So I would start there first.
Well, you know, if you have that small space, it's good to pick plants that have four-season interest. For example, oak leaf hydrangea will have white flowers in summer, and then they'll have a colorful foliage and in the fall. And then in winter, when everything else is kind of died back, these plants have very interesting bark. So these are beautiful plants all year long, and that's always great if you're looking at the same plant in a small space. But the problem has been that many of these plants could grow up to 6, 8, 10 feet tall. So if you're in a small space, you might want to consider peewee, which is an oak leaf hydrangea variety that only grows 3 to 4 feet tall. Or there's another one that I'm actually going to plant in my garden this year, which is little honey. It only grows 3 to 4 feet tall, and the foliage starts out gold, and then it becomes like a chartreuse color as the season progresses. So that might really look nice if you were going to have these lime ricky heucheras in a shade part, and this might be a better plant for you to continue that color theme on in a sunnier area. And then you have that gorgeous red foliage. So it's really a great way to bring chartreuse into a sunnier spot in your garden and then have that great interest all year long. And you know, another plant that you might want to look at is look at improved varieties of plants that seem to be more appropriate for small spaces. For example, there's a small dwarf goldenrod that's perfect for small gardens. It's called Golden Fleece by High Country Gardens, and you can grow it in zones 4 to 9, so it's very versatile, and it flowers in the summer and early fall with these sturdy, arching, golden yellow flower stems that are just profuse with flowers. And not those flowers really attract lots of bees and butterflies to your space. But if your small garden actually has access to deer, you're in luck because deer tend to not like goldenrod. And like any goldenrod, this particular variety is very easy to grow in average garden conditions. It tolerates a lot of different soil conditions, and it looks really nice with asters and salvias and autumn joy sedums. I kind of think that if you're in a small space, you don't want to forget fragrance. For example, maybe you want to grow some night blooming jasmine or honeysuckle up a trellis like you've done in your garden, Jamie. Or I love the smell of lilacs in the spring. But the problem is that then the lilacs go away and you're stuck with this shrub that's not really that pretty, right? But there's a new variety that came out a couple years ago called Bloomerang Lilacs, and they're sweet smelling, and they have these beautiful purple pink flowers that don't just bloom once, but they keep coming again and again until frost. So this dwarf shrub is really great. It only grows like 4 to 5 feet tall, and it's mildew resistant. So it's easy to care for. It gives you fragrance and flowers more than the other lilacs do. It won't take up too much space in your garden, you know?
I like that idea because I like lilacs as well, but I don't really have any space for more larger shrubs, you know, like some of the larger ones. And I like that it's mildew resistant. That is going to be a great plant option for small space gardens up in the Northwest where we deal with a lot of fungus because of the humidity. You know, just to throw another one out there is Little Kim. I actually have a Little Kim next to my front door. It smells heavenly, just like you said, but you're right. After it blooms, it's kind of done and it's just an average green shrub. So I like that option.
Also, I think to keep that four-season interest, you might want to think about evergreen shrubs that have a nice scent. For example, rosemary plants, we often think that rosemaries are not very hardy, but one of the varieties I researched was Madeline Hill Rosemary, and this overwinters down to zone 6. So there's a rosemary, if you're in zone 6 or higher, that you can grow year round and that will overwinter well. That's just one variety. Another one is Daphnes always have intoxicating smells, and there's one called Summer Ice that is easier to grow than many. It has small pale pink star flowers that bloom from early April to November, and it's hardy from zones 5 to 9. There's something for some of you cold weather gardens to think about too, if you're dealing with that. Do you have any favorites, Jamie?
I do, and it's one that I think kind of gets, you know, it's stuck in the shadows of some of these other flowering shrubs, but Sarcococcus, I love them. One of the things that I think is great is, like we were talking about, four-season interest. It doesn't have showy flowers like some of the Daphnes and the lilacs. They actually have these little tiny white flowers that are hidden amongst the dark green glossy foliage, but it smells wonderful, like right about now, like almost sweet vanilla. And then after the white flowers have bloomed, then they either follow with a red berry or a blackberry, depending on the variety. And they're best in part shade to full shade is where I have mine. It's actually on the north side of my house. And the growing season is zone 7 to 9. So, I mean, not totally cold hardy for maybe where in areas where you are, Teresa, but here up in the Northwest, it's a great low growing foundation shrub, which is how I use it.
You know, I think it's really a good idea when you're in a small space, or really for any garden, to experiment with multi-use plants. You know, so many times people say, oh, I like this plant because I like the flowers, or I like this one because I am going to eat it. But, you know, I named some of these plants that I feel actually give a lot of good value. For example, elder trees, Sambucus plants, are native to the United States. These are small shrubs or small trees that you can cut back pretty hard every year. So they never really get out of control. They have beautiful edible white flowers that you can actually make fritters from. And if you go to, we'll put a link to my recipe for elderflower fritters. And then later in the summer, they have blueberries that are edible. They're very healthy as long as they're cooked ahead of time. They have a lot of antioxidants. And if you don't want to eat them, millions of birds will, because many different species of birds thrive on eating elderberries. So this is a plant that not only is good for your tummy, but feeds other animals, and it's a pretty plant too. Many experts, by the way, recommend that you have more than one of these shrubs for cross-pollination purposes, but I find that I've done fine with just one in my yard. Maybe because it was a native that came from relatively close to where I live, and so there's enough around, but if you stick with a native, you shouldn't have that much problem. Another plant, for example, that I'm kind of excited about is an heirloom pepper box poppy, which I got the seeds from Renee's garden. And what I love about poppies is, first of all, they're gorgeous, aren't they? But this particular variety provides stuff that you can eat with. For example, you first get these charming blossoms in purple and lilac pink and red, and they'll have that dark blotch in the center. But then, after the petals drop away, these pods begin to fill up with blue-black seeds. And the cool thing is that the seeds are totally edible, so you can bake with them and cook with them, and they're healthy. And then after you're done, the seed pods are really pretty, so you can use them in flower arrangements. And this particular plant grows very easily from seed, and it provides you with a lot of different reasons to love it. Don't you think?
I do. And actually, I haven't grown poppies yet, but I have adored them. But I would actually grow this for the seed head, just for what you're talking about, putting them in flower arrangements. And I choose plants based on what they look like in the winter. I love the architecture of seed heads against like a backdrop of miscanthus. So that is going to be one I'm definitely going to try this year.
I'm becoming fascinated with amaranths, I recently found a variety called edible red leaf amaranth, and I got that from Botanical Interest. And what I liked about it was that it not only has an eye-catching foliage, it's green and it has a red stripe through the middle of the leaf, but it's also edible. And when other greens are dying back, like spinaches and lettuces that can't handle too much heat, this green, which is very attractive, which looks more like an ornamental plant, thrives in summer heat, and it's very nutritious. And by the way, there are many different varieties of amaranths, and they come in many different colors, and they have beautiful seed heads, and the seeds are edible and easy to harvest and high in protein. So the next time you're looking for a good green in your small garden that you want to mix in with other ornamentals, I recommend you think about amaranths. You can even grow fruit trees in a small garden. I mean, I can't help but think about those columnal apple trees that you're growing, Jamie. I think, aren't they disease-resistant scarlet sentinels?
You are correct. I don't remember the other variety, but this is one that you're going to want to have too for those cross-pollination purposes.
Another thing you can do is espalier apple trees against a wall. This saves a lot of room, and it looks really pretty. And it actually was a medieval gardening tradition for many, many centuries. You can grow herbs on your table in pots. I mean, chives, thymes, trailing rosemaries, parsley, and just sit them on your patio and let your guests just clip the herbs that they need for their meal right from your garden. You can also create gorgeous containers by sprinkling the seeds of cut and come again lettuces, and they come in all different colors and all different flavors, from bitter, to which is very healthy for your liver, to more traditional greens, and you can cut them oftentimes two or three times during the season. And finally, I just wanted to add, you can also grow peas right from your patio table as long as you have full sun. I found a variety for you called Tom Thumb Peas. It's an heirloom from the 1800s, and you can buy it from Seed Savers Exchange. And all these links, by the way, will be on our podcast page. It grows excellent in small containers. These peas even survive below freezing temperatures. And what's so cool is you can just set them on the table while they grow, and your guests can just pick the peas and eat them raw. Give it a try, folks. I mean, I really think that there's no excuse for not growing something beautiful and edible, no matter how small your garden is.
Well, that's evidence right there. If you have a tabletop, you can grow a garden, right? That's basically
absolutely
what you're saying.
Exactly. Jamie, I know that you've researched a number of particularly cool products for small gardens, haven't
you? Yes. I love cool products that look great. They have function. One of them is a fairly new product. It's called the Greenbow Railing Planters, and they're a great solution to growing plants, flowers, edibles in an urban environment. The design actually allows you to place them over any shape railing and many fences without, you know, fancy adjustments, and they won't tip over. This is a big thing. It's not going to fall over onto the parking lot and crumble. Another great feature is that they have a removable draining tray. Okay, so there's no more watering the tops of your neighbor's head, so I think the neighbors are really going to appreciate this product. I love fun colors, and Greenbow has nailed it. They've got purple, turquoise, orange, and red, so if you're really bold and you got an exciting personality, go with these. If you're looking for something more neutral, they've got the blacks and the grays and the whites. We've got a lot of options there. So that is great for places where you have railings and you want to decorate those boring hardscape areas. Woolly Pockets now. This is a really awesome product, and they're just getting better. It's perfect for living walls, which are now very popular, and growing vertical gardens.
Hey, Jamie, hold on a minute. What is a vertical garden?
Well, vertical gardens are gardens that grow vertically. No, I mean, it's just that simple. It's growing up on a wall. You know, growing on vertical spaces. So rather than on a horizontal plane like a table or a raised bed garden, is you're basically taking a planting system and either hanging it or attaching it on a vertical surface like the siding of your house or your balcony railing. So, I mean, it's just that simple, nothing fancy. But that's what is so great about Woolly Pockets, is that you can use it indoors or outdoors because of this built-in moisture barrier that's actually made of reclaimed plastic bottles. Actually, all of the planters are made from 100% recycled materials, which is so eco-friendly. And the pockets are soft-sided, which makes it really breathable. So, because plant roots need air, you know, and they're modular. So you can create something as small or as large as you want, depending on the space you have available. And they're made right here in the U.S. Okay. Woolly Pockets really allows you to pick different styles and sizes to accommodate your space.
What a great product. You know, one of the cool containers that come to my mind is earth boxes. These are the plastic containers that have a plastic mulch on top, and they allow you to grow plants like tomatoes or peppers in a relatively small space because the containers are much smaller than a normal container would have to be for growing tomatoes. It provides, because of the way that the system is set up, it provides a way to ensure that the plants are getting the proper nutrients and water that they need throughout the growing season. So you have a lot less diseases to worry about. And because of the mulch covering the plants, the plastic mulch, it really prevents diseases from splashing up on the plant stems. So that's another system you might want to think about if you have a small garden and you'd like, and you have the right growing conditions, full sun, and you'd like to try to grow some tomatoes or other vegetables. You can grow anything, really, but I think they're ideal mostly for tomatoes and plants, edible plants that usually require big space, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and talking about vertical spaces, Feeney is an architectural company that they're used to making really modern railing systems that you see in magazines. But they've actually come out with a 3-in-1 trellis. Okay, you basically buy the product, the metal rods and the stainless steel cable with the little attachments, and you can make many different designs, a diamond design, a fan design, or a grid design. And what I really like about this is very modern. It's simple to put together, and it looks great when the plants or the vines haven't grown up through the trellis. This product is going to be for somebody who is probably living in a condo or a small home. I wouldn't recommend this product for if you're living in an apartment, because you have to drill in anchors, you know, whether it's a concrete stucco wall or a wood siding, you're definitely going to have to drill into it. So I think this is more for the homeowner as opposed to the apartment dweller, but it's still a great option if you're looking for something modern, you're looking for something sleek, and you want to take advantage of those vertical spaces to either grow vegetables or just maybe hide an ugly looking wall.
Do you prefer classic design in your garden? There's some beautiful, elegant trellises also at hpotter.com, where you'll find a wide variety of trellises from corner planters to bamboo-shaped trellises to two-panel screen trellises. There's also beautiful iron pillars that kind of create dramatical focal points in your garden. Another thing that I really like are these onion dome trellises. They have a beautiful shape that looks great even when they don't have a plant growing in them. So in the wintertime, at least they give you a focal point. And you stick them into planters and they can provide you with a great, elegant trellis to grow flowering vines like clematis or other edibles. And they're really beautiful whether they're growing a plant or not. So that's another source for you to consider if you're looking for innovative and elegant types of trellises for a wide variety of spots. The most important thing is really just using that vertical space as efficiently as possible, wouldn't you say, Jamie?
Absolutely, and something that looks great all year round. I mean, both the Feeney and the H. Potter products will look great without plants on them. So
that's a big thing.
That is a big thing. You know, another thing to consider are tools, you know, in small spaces. And we have to water those plants, right, to keep them alive. And so two options that I thought were great for the small space gardener is the OXO Pour and Store. What I really love about this watering can is ideal for watering houseplants, window boxes, and container gardens. Perfect for the small space gardener. And another thing I really like is that this watering can is totally functional. The spout rotates back toward the body for easier filling. And makes it easier to store in tight spaces. So that is very convenient. And the little rose shape attachment that provides a finer, more delicate spray is also removable and stores conveniently on the backside of the can. And they come in all these fun, cheery colors. So, I mean, even if you want, you could leave it out on the table. They come in yellow, lime green, hot pink, and robin's egg blue. And one of my favorites, orange. I love orange. And when you consider you can get two different sizes for under $20, this OXO is a great buy for the budget-conscious gardener. And when you're short on space, it's really nice to also find tools that can be left out on display as a part of your decor. So if you're looking for something a little more posh, you might want to consider the Alessi Kiwi watering can. I don't know if you've seen these, Teresa, but this watering can is as sleek and sophisticated as it is functional, which is very typical of this famous Italian design company. They are really known for taking common household items and transforming them into contemporary but functional art forms. Once you're done watering these plants, just set it on the table and it's going to look more like a sculpture than an actual watering can. And again, they come in really awesome colors, lime green, blue, chocolate brown, and a tomato red.
Those are great. Any Alessi product is going to show a lot of sense of humor. I just love the way they reinterpret ordinary tools like, you know, timers and can
openers.
And
yeah.
I know. It's amazing. It's nice to see them in the garden now, too.
I know. And I don't think people really realize the actual time that goes into designing something this functional that also looks good. So I really appreciate this design company. Another thing to consider when you're short on space is you might not have room for a garden shed, but this is a great opportunity to buy a storage bench. There's some really nice looking benches that also double as seating areas for your back patio. There's way too many designs out there for me to talk about, so I just thought I'd maybe go over some tips when in looking for buying storage benches. So if you have kids, it's a great way to store all those loose balls and little toys all over the yard, and company comes over, you just quickly stash them in the storage bench. You know, another thing to consider when you're buying a bench is try to find some cushions that are, number one, weather well in the outdoor environment, but also something that might also complement your color scheme that you have going on with the plants. So that's another way of bringing a design element that is cohesive with the rest of your garden plan. You know, you really want to consider the materials that you are looking for when you're buying a bench. Plastic, obviously, is going to last a long time. Metal is going to last a long time, but also know that it's a great conductor of heat and it gets very cold. So sitting on a metal bench is not going to be fun.
Plus, metal benches rust, so you just need to be aware of that.
That is a
very
great point,
much.
Teresa. Yeah. I'm a big fan of natural woods. I like teak and I like cedar. If you treat them nice and you take them out of the elements when it's winter, or if you treat it with a nice natural stain, they'll last you a long time.
And then they kind of fade to that nice grayish color that's pretty.
Absolutely. And if you don't like the grayish color, you can sand it down and stain it again next season. It will look fantastic. So if you're looking to improve your organization in a small space, a storage chest really is great on so many different levels. It makes the outdoor space and the indoor spaces of your home look neater by providing much needed homes for things that may otherwise be laying around, like your tools or your kids' toys. And it's an investment that is well worth your money.
Even if you have a large garden, anytime that you can use furniture that has multiple purposes, you benefit.
There's going to be some tools that you're going to want to use every day, like pruners and, you know, weeders and all that kind of stuff. You don't want to trek out to the garden shed every time to go get it or put it back. So it's great to just have this right there on the patio, right there when you need it, and you can store it away when you're done.
Now, listeners, as we told you in the beginning of our episode, we are not only having our first show on Horticulture Radio, but we are also having our first giveaway on Horticulture Radio. And the prize is one of those hip new Greenbow planters that allow you to grow all kinds of plants in very difficult situations. They're great for urban gardens because they hang easily off of fences and railings without falling over, and they come in hip new colors. So it's really a great product whether you have a large garden or a small garden. Now, in order to win this prize, we ask that you give your favorite tips for small space gardening. It's very easy. Just go to our podcast page, leave your comment on your favorite gardening tips or products or tools that have really enabled you to enjoy your garden better. Even those of you who have 1 or 2 acre gardens, you're still trying to create small spaces and small garden rooms. So you probably have some great ideas too. And as Jamie said, we do not discriminate. So whether your garden is 10 acres or 10 feet, please join us and enter in this contest.
That's right, Teresa. It's that easy. You just go to our podcast page on ahahomeandgarden.com, and that's spelled A-H-A, homeandgarden.com.
We also want to hear from you if you have any great story ideas for Nest and Style on Horticulture Radio. If you know about great plants, products, and tools that help others enjoy their time in the garden more, we'd like to hear from you.
You can also find us in future episodes of Nest and Style on Horticulture Radio at www.hortmag.com. And Nest and Style episodes, including the special podcast for Horticulture Magazine, can also be found at our home podcast page at ahahomeandgarden.com.
Next episode, we're going to be talking about seeds, how to grow things from seeds, what's easiest, plants and products and tools that will help you with your seed growing.
Everything seeds, basically.
Seeds, that's it.
So in the meantime, go grow something.